sight it catches a flag slung from the back of a car, but nowhere near the action, like a star flown far from its galaxy. Much closer I get off the subway and emerge. The din, the noise hangs in the air like the sound of a thousand shoppers who hit the wrong key fob button at the mall. The low and constant hum hangs in the air, wraps itself around the gray city snow and circles through the air like a lost pigeon. They wander, dressed in red, dressed in orange, thinking they have come here to find meaning. But context eludes everyone who wanders here. No deeper roots can be grown. But they plant them anyways, willow roots cracking pavement and bashing concrete. The city is consumed by the desperate, the streamers, the protesters. But I repeat myself, because everyone is live streaming, too busy on their phones to make the rebellion happy, and yet too busy rebelling to make the life they live on their phones happen either. I have watched this for a thousand years. Every once in a while it seems like a passerby can see me, but the feeling never lasts. Every soul on the streets is its own solar system, the planets that orbit suns, the comets that wipe out and repopulate worlds. Too much disaster strikes to peer beyond the wreckage of our own lives. And so the rebellion plods on.
And on.